Act 1, Scene 4. Despite its name, the triangle was a roughly rectangular section of the old part of the city, narrower at one end than the other. Its eastern and northern limits were formed by a section of the Avenida Buendía, the channel of ceaseless traffic that ran from the Centro out to the northern suburbs. Bush had no idea where it ended, if it ended at all. He had never been north of the Carrer Circular, which crossed Buendía in a jumble of traffic lights and tortuous overpasses. The triangle's other long flank was more vague. There, its undisciplined maze of streets washed up against new office buildings and high-rise apartments. The southern side of the triangle was an interzone of struggling trees and threadbare grass that marked the beginning of the university campus. The triangle was a district in limbo. It was almost a slum, but not quite. It was scheduled for redevelopment, but not yet. It was old, but not in a way that attracted gringo tourists. The twisted streets had names, but there were no signs that announced them, because only the locals used them. On a street known as Trinidad, there was a bar called La Prensa, the press. Many years ago, it had been one. Books and leaflets, flyers and posters, local newsletters, and, believe it or not, church magazines had been printed there. And also, for a brief intoxicated month or two, 30 years ago, revolutionary pamphlets that preached freedom and democracy, sometimes illustrated by pictures of angry and attractive young women clearly not wearing brassieres. One of the printing presses, an ancient litho machine with fancy cast-iron legs, was a feature of the bar. Next to La Prensa was a building that would look like an old colonial house if you drove past it in the dark. In fact, only the facade, punctuated by empty windows and adorned by opportunistic plants, remained. If, as Bush and the girls did every day, you went through the gap where its front door had been, you would discover that this wall was propped up by huge timbers grown gray with age. Behind it, at the back of a cat-haunted yard that had once been a garden, was a lean-to, a ramshackle tumble-down shed with splitting wooden rails, a small window with white paper pasted on the cracked glass, and a rusty tin roof. It had once been a store for the press.